Welcome to Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. I'm Michael Carice, and Roxana, it's great to be with you again.
Great to be with you too, Michael.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about being an ambassador for WellSpan Health.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, being an ambassador to me means three things. Being informed, being engaged, and being committed to the organization. It's someone who positively shapes the perceptions of other people.
And why is that so important?
Well, all organizations need to build their brand. And with our 2025 vision being a trusted partner, reimagining healthcare, inspiring health, we have 19,000 WellSpan team members, each with a unique perspective. And those 19,000 team members can influence others. So if ambassadors are spreading positive and factual information inside and outside our organization, it strengthens our messages to friends and neighbors about our quality and experience and affordability, things that patients can expect from us no matter where they get care in our system.
It sounds like you think this is a very important element in WellSpan 2025 being successful.
Absolutely. This is really important. We must deliver on the promises we've made to our communities with our new vision. And to be that trusted partner, we have to deliver value. And we've certainly touched on that in our other podcasts: best experience, highest quality, and most affordable care. In fact, Dr. Mary Ellen Pfeiffer made a good point on our previous podcast about high reliability. I think you asked, Michael, how will people know we have high quality? And she said one way is through the community's interactions with us. They learn from what we tell them, whether it's in the doctor's office, the hospital, or maybe even in the line at the grocery store. As WellSpan employees, we all have that power to impact public perception about WellSpan.
So let's talk about how to be a WellSpan ambassador. Boil that down for us.
Well, being informed, engaged, and committed to sharing WellSpan's story far and wide.
And about being informed, that lays the groundwork?
It does. It means staying connected to the work that's happening at WellSpan. And with all the different ways that we get information out to our employees, we get information out through our newsletters, like Around WellSpan. We get information out to our leaders on our Working as One call every single Monday. And we also get information out to every employee through team huddles. It's important to know where we excel and where our teams are best in class and feel pride in that work. Also identifying areas where we can improve. Where do we have gaps? This is how we can be transparent about our opportunities for improvement. And also needing to know that across the organization, it starts with our board and senior leader team that we are committed to zero harm. We're committed to becoming a high reliability organization and to continuous improvement. And we won't give up until we get there.
You already mentioned a couple of ways to stay informed with what's going on. What are some others?
Well, we do have also leadership blogs. We have these podcasts. And we have some videos that we put out there. For instance, the video from the Leadership Forum where I shared our new vision. So information at the entity or department level, like president's briefings and newsletters, can also be helpful as well.
All right. So that's the being informed part. What about being engaged? Engagement's a term. It's got a lot of meaning when you talk about culture. How does it apply to being an ambassador?
It's similar. It takes a lot of communication to engage our employees. That communication needs to be strong, and it needs to get to each and every person. So having those individual touch points with leaders is very important. But also being engaged means two-way communication. It means that as an employee, reaching out when you have questions or trying to understand information that's difficult to understand. So it's a two-way communication. It also means being a connector. So if you're a leader, connecting your teams. If you're a team member, connecting yourself to our vision and values and understanding how your daily work really improves our mission. We should be curious about all of our team members and apply that know me concept when people feel engaged. So just like we try to know our patients and families, we really want to know our employees as well to understand what they find joy in their work. And also need to celebrate our successes together so we feel pride. This last year, we took the month of August as 30 Days of Fun to celebrate a great year end to our 2019 fiscal year. It really created a lot of momentum for our success.
Okay, so informed, engaged, and committed. What does being committed mean to you, Roxana?
Well, being committed to WellSpan is sharing our story far and wide. We have those stories that we can share internally through Yammer and our LDMS boards. We can also share externally on places like LinkedIn or with our community connections There's also an opportunity to speak up when we're with our community partners to correct misinformation that doesn't accurately represent our organization. So by using our new values as a lens, we can shape our interactions with others and be storytellers of our incredible work.
So do any examples come to your mind of this work taking place?
Right now, I would say sharing on Yammer is one of the ways that we're all reimagining healthcare together. We're telling individual stories, and each department and employee has an opportunity to share how they're thinking about reimagining care. It's one of the great ways that we can get a large group of people having a conversation together in an organization this size.
Is there anything that sticks out in your mind that you saw on Yammer and you thought, yep, that's it, that's what we need to be doing more of?
There was. I saw a couple of people who, after they had gone to team chats and we talked about diversity and inclusion, they had a sign on Yammer that said that they were really digging into their own unconscious bias and trying to understand how they could be more connected and open with their diversity network.
So recapping now, we have people that should be informed, engaged, and committed to being an ambassador. What's the big takeaway that you want people to have from all of this?
The big takeaway is that we all own the responsibility for shaping perceptions, and we each have a valuable role to play in telling the WellSpan story. Each of our employees works in a unique part of our organization and is providing unique services to our patients and families. Telling those stories and elevating those interesting ideas and thoughts for our patients and our communities is important. And also remembering our new values and being vocal in sharing the great work that you're doing and observing.
Good point to end on. You've been listening to Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. I'm Michael Carice. Thanks for joining us.